Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar, Chapter 12, Scene 2. The cowherder boys entered the mouth of Avasura. When Lord Krishna was enjoying his childhood pastimes with his boyfriends, one demon of the name Agha became very impatient. He was unable to see Krishna playing, so he appeared before the boys intending to kill them all. This Agha Asura was so dangerous that even the denizens of heaven were afraid of him. Although the denizens of heaven drank nectar daily just to prolong their lives, still they were afraid of this Agha Asura, and they were wondering, when will this demon be killed? These denizens of heaven used to drink nectar to become immortal, but actually they were not confident about their immortality. On the other hand, the boys who were playing with Krishna had no fear of the demons, so they were free of fear. So we must always remember that any material arrangement for protecting oneself from death is always unsure. But if one is in Krishna consciousness, then one's immortality is confidently assured. This demon Agha appeared before Krishna and his friends. Agha Asura happened to be the younger brother of Putana and Bakasura, and he thought, "This Krishna has killed my brother and sister, so now I shall kill him along with all his friends and calves." Agha Asura was instigated by Kamsa, so he had come with determination. Agha Asura also began to think that when he would offer grains and water in memory of his brother and kill Krishna and all the cowherder boys, then automatically all the inhabitants of Vrindavan would also die. Generally, for the householders, the children are the life and breath force. So when all the children die, then naturally the parents also die on account of strong affection for the children. Agha Asura, thus deciding to kill all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, expanded himself by the yogic siddhi called Mahima. Demons are generally expert in achieving almost all kinds of mystic powers. In the yoga system, by the perfection called Mahima Siddhi, one can expand as he or she desires. And so the demon Agha expanded himself up to 8 miles and assumed the shape of a very fat serpent. Having attained this wonderful body, Agha stretched his mouth open just like a mountain cave, desiring to swallow all the boys at once, including Krishna and Balaram. He sat on the path. The demon, in the shape of a big fat serpent, expanded his lips from land to sky. His lower lip was touching the ground, and his upper lip was touching the clouds. His jaws appeared like a big mountain cave without limitation, and his teeth appeared just like mountain summits. His tongue appeared to be a broad traffic way, and Agha was breathing just like a hurricane. The fire from his eyes was blazing. At first, the boys thought that the demon was a statue, but after examining it, they saw that it was more like a big serpent lying down in the road, widening his mouth. The boys began to talk among themselves. "This figure appears to be a great animal, and he is sitting in such a posture just to swallow us all. Why, just see, is it not a big snake that has widened its mouth just to eat all of us? Yes, what you say is true. This animal's upper lip appears to be just like the sunshine, and its lower lip just like the reflection of red sunshine upon the ground. Oh, dear friends, just look to the right and left-hand side of the mouth of this animal. Its mouth appears like a big mountain cave, and its height cannot be estimated. The chin is also raised just like a mountain summit, and that long highway appears to be its tongue, while inside its mouth it is as dark as in a mountain cave. Oh, the hot wind that is blowing like a hurricane is his breathing, and that fishy, bad smell coming out from his mouth is the smell of his intestines. Now, if we all at one time entered into the mouth of this great serpent, how could it possibly swallow all of us? And even if it were to swallow all of us at once, it could not swallow Krishna, for Krishna will immediately kill him, just as he did Bakasura. And so, talking in this way, all the boys looked at the beautiful lotus-like face of Krishna and began to clap and smile, and they marched forward, entering the mouth of the gigantic serpent, Aga Asura. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.